If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Although it's terribly tempting for all of us to seek for security in our resources, if tomorrow they were all gone, would you fall apart? Would you be holding firm to the anchor of your soul, Jesus Christ, your Savior?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, every year during the month of March, the nation celebrates one of its treasures, competition. You thought I was going to say basketball, didn't you? And maybe some of you diehard Irish thought St. Patrick's Day. And yes, it's basketball by default. But the real celebration is how we love to watch and somehow, by extension, participate in the competition between our favorite team or teams and the rest of the nation. We even get to celebrate another favorite competition, the underdog, the Cinderella, as we say. The small school, the underrated team who blows away everyone's forecasting bracket to rise to the occasion and beat nearly everyone to perhaps make it to the Final Four or even play in the championship game. But competition is not new, of course. And in our spiritual lives, it actually needs to be rooted out. Do you remember what Joshua said to the Israelites? Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Competition done. Well, we're going to talk about spiritual competition between God and one of the other gods we here in America confront today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Colton Dixon says that Jesus can be everything we need. He sings, You Are.
When I can't find the words to say how much it hurts, you are the healing in my heart. When all that I can see are broken memories, you are the light that's in the dark. You are the song, you are. Provider of my needs. When all my dirtiness has left me helpless, you are the rain that washes me. And when that day comes and I see your face, I will shout your endless glorious praise. If I
In 1 Timothy, Paul's letter to his protege pastor, chapter 6, it says this, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share." Hope in wealth or hope in God? That's the competition. Paul tells Timothy, command the rich. Now, to Timothy's congregation, that was certainly a select group. But just like these folks, even if we are tuned in to God, we are tempted to put our hope in wealth. But how does that look? Do you find your security in your bank account, your possessions, even your retirement fund? You may go to church every Sunday, and you may even go whenever the doors of the church are open. But especially if you have built up that bank account or other things, is the worry factor up or down depending on what resources you have built up? As we remember all too well, whether you work as an executive or in the factory, when that stock market goes down, your retirement fund can disappear. And you may think you have all the problem solved, but when someone steals it, or you are hit with sickness or disability, or you lose your job, or some other tragedy, and it all goes away, all your security fades away. Remember what Jesus said? Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. That's out of Matthew 6:19. Security in wealth is corruptible. Then hoping in wealth sometimes is based in sufficiency. We strive to have more and more because beyond security, we just want to feel full. Even the poor are susceptible to this, so that when an abundance of food or material goods comes their way, they can be tempted to gorge or hoard rather than save and steward, because it feels better to feel full, because tomorrow you may have nothing at all. But all of us do this, don't we? More is better. Comfort is key. One is good, but three is better. Yet, Christ says of the rich man who produced a good crop and built bigger barns to store more and more, hoarding away as he did, he said, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" In other words, don't hope in wealth, whether you're rich or poor, for sufficiency. Then do you also find satisfaction in your wealth? We have always heard and seen examples of how money can't buy you love or happiness. And yet, everything around us pushes us just that way, doesn't it? So that we push to get so that we can be happy, that is, satisfied. But remember the rich young ruler who came to Jesus asking how he could get eternal life? In other words, he wanted that final happiness. But when Jesus zeroed in on his wealth, it was clear what he was counting on to make him happy. You know, my friend, the Bible is very, very clear where we can find our security. It says in Hebrews 6:19, and that tells us we have this hope in God through Christ, as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Although it's terribly tempting for all of us to seek for security in our resources, if tomorrow they were all gone, would you fall apart? Would you be holding firm to the anchor of your soul, Jesus Christ, your Savior? You know, we also have sufficiency in Jesus as well. As he told the disciples who left to find bread while Jesus talked to the woman at the well. We find that in John chapter 4. He said to the disciples, you know, I have bread to eat that you don't know about. Are you feeding on that bread, doing the will of the Father, telling others about him? That's where you need to find sufficiency, not in wealth or in the promise of it. Then we also have satisfaction in not in wealth, but when we hope and really put all our hope in God, it satisfies us greater than any money, any material thing, any house or car or clothing. Paul tells Timothy to tell them, that is the rich and us, that even we who have trusted in Jesus to save us from our sins should be careful, very careful, to put all our hope in Christ so that God can richly provide everything we need. We're going to talk more about this next week, but right now, let me ask you this question. Are you putting your hope in your wealth, or perhaps in the wealth you want to get? You know, that's what the lottery is all about. Why don't you put your hope in God instead? Why don't you pray with me? Go ahead, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry that like the rich young ruler, I have put so much of my hope in wealth, that I'm wavering in my trust in you. Please forgive me. Cleanse me of my sin. Be my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.